Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this. Amiga, welcome to this bonus episode. All right, so I used to do these bonus episodes a lot. I would do like Monday motivational, and then I would do a bonus Friday episode. And sometimes they were just like fun episodes. Other times it was specifically for coaching or something like that. One of the things that I am doing in my business is being more intentional with giving resources and more support to this community. So what I am doing, I'm planning a workshop. It is in the works. If you have not seen it or heard about it, it is the Speak Your Truth workshop. Now, let me tell you, girl, if you have big dreams and you aspire to do big things, mentoring, leading a podcast, whatever it is that you aspire to do, you have to understand what your truth is. Even when you want to share your story or you feel that you have this bigger message, which your story is your bigger message, you have to be in tune with what your truth is. If you don't know what that is, that's where you people please hold back and seek validation. Now, this workshop, let me tell you where to go so that you can register for it. You're going to go to bit.ly/my_story_workshop. I will have the link in the show notes, or you can go to Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast and click on the link in the bio. Now, this workshop is happening April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's happening on Zoom, but you're going to be able to access a community inside of the Fearless Mujer Coaching Network. So if you want all the details, you can go ahead and go to the link, go ahead and register. It's free again. And I didn't want to do another Facebook group. I'm not a Facebook girl. I don't like Facebook groups. I feel like it gives me a little anxiety when there's so many Facebook groups that I'm a part of. And because I'm not a Facebook girl, it's not authentic to me. I did not want to make you join another boring Facebook group. I used to have this community on Mighty Network. And then I transitioned it over to like a private coaching community. And so that's something that I'm going to bring back. Again, I'm being more intentional with my business, which is why I'm doing bonus episodes again. Why? Because I believe that intentionality is a key to growth, and I want to serve my community and offer the resources that I have. So what we're doing day one is we're really going to dig into your why. What's your why? Why do you even want to start sharing your story, right? And here's the thing. There's a lot of mindset blocks around sharing your story, right? If you think like, oh, if I share my story, what are people going to say? If you have those thoughts, that is a mindset block, right? And you're going to hold yourself back always. And so that's why it's important to dig into that. Day two is, who are you talking to? How can you share something when you don't know who you're talking to? You have to understand what is special about who you're talking to and what your story is. And you also have to understand the bigger message and the themes in between. This is why a lot of times women will tell me, but I feel like I'm all over the place. Well, girl, you're not. It's just that there's little themes within your bigger message. Once you can understand that, it changes everything. Day three is going to be, what's your secret sauce? I bet that to some capacity, you're already sharing what you want to share. To some capacity, you're already speaking what you want to say in intimate spaces, but you won't say it because you're afraid what people are going to think. You have a secret sauce. And if you want to be a coach or mentor, you are probably already operating in that way to some capacity. So we need to understand what your secret sauce is and what is your story vibe. Listen, if you've been a podcast client of mine, you know that I talk about what's your podcast vibe? Well, we're going to talk about your story vibe. Now, listen, whether you aspire to have a podcast, a ministry, you want to write a book, you want to mentor, lead others, you want to get into the coaching space, you're trying to build community, or you just want to share your story and your message on social media, this workshop is going to empower you to stop holding back, to learn to amplify your voice and to teach you how to stop waiting for permission from others. Because, girl, you don't need anyone's permission to do this except you. This is where you're going to break up with fear. You're going to be supported in a safe space without judgment. And honestly, this is not your ordinary workshop. This is where you make space for you. You begin to nurture your inner self. You elevate your mindset and you learn to trust yourself. Okay. This is where you're going to gain mind-blowing confidence. And if anything, girl, you're going to know how to go ahead and start sharing your message, right? In the most simplest ways. This is where you stop shrinking yourself down. So, again, go to bit.ly/my-story_workshop. If you have a question, DM me on Instagram, or you can go to the show notes, click on the link, or go on Instagram. You can find the link in multiple places. All right, so what are we talking about today? Oh, really quick before I forget, if you're also needing community and you need girl time, you need to just You, I know, girl, you wear a lot of hats. You're just like, I need to just chill for a minute here. And maybe you don't want to dress up, right? Because that's my thing. Like, when I get invited somewhere, I'm like, do I have to dress up? Do I have to wear a dress? Hey, I'm just saying, okay, I like to be comfy. I'm having cafecito and amigas on April 4th at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's virtual. Come hang out with us. Bring your cafecito. If you're new here, I've done this before. The last one I had was in December in person, and it was amazing. This is a great way to just get away from all the busyness of life, mom life, right? That never ends. But just be a girl. Come be yourself. You're going to have meaningful conversations and meet like-minded mujeres, and you'll leave inspired. So to RSVP for that, go to fearlessmujer.com/events. And again, if you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram. Listen, I am not going to edit this episode because your girl is really busy. And so as I'm editing this episode, I actually have to call one of my clients. And I'm gonna try to make my way out to Barnes and Noble. I just, need some inspiration, and that's always been a place where I can just unwind and be inspired. So I'm not gonna edit just because I care more about the content that I'm giving you. But today's episode is really going to be focused on the reason why you're holding back, okay? Now, I want you to know that there is no judgment here, okay? I don't come speaking as someone who has it all together. I'm not here speaking as someone who, I'm an expert because, I know more than you. No. Yes, I've been through a lot of stuff. Yes, I am a master life coach. Yes, I've done a lot of things that I've been able to teach other people, right? I have my own secret sauce. However, I come to you as a mujer who also goes through things, who has her own struggles, who is still overcoming hurdles. Why? Because life is not fun, right? I saw this thing on social media, and I'm gonna paraphrase, but it said, of all the hoods I've been in, adulthood is like the worst. It is so ghetto over here. It was pretty funny. I shared it in my stories. And I'm like, dang, that is so true. Now, if you didn't grow up in the hood, girl, it's okay. I'm sure that you've gotten some really good tacos in a hood somewhere. And so maybe you can resonate a little bit with that, right? That a hood can be ghetto. If you come from the hood, girl, hey, shout out to you. You feel me, right? So listen, I am here as a mujer who understands her secret sauce, who understands that there is a bigger mission and a calling, and I'm here to help other women, okay? Because I have been able to overcome, it is my duty to serve you and to help you. So listen, when you're holding back, and if that is where you're at, and you know that, you know how you know that you're holding back, I'm gonna tell you how you know. All right, for all my Jesus-loving mujeres, you know when you get convicted by the Holy Spirit, you have this weird feeling like, oh, like for me, I feel like throwing up. I know this is weird, and no, this is not a church episode, but you get what I'm saying, right? You feel the conviction. It's a feeling you just cannot ignore. Well, for those of you who maybe you're not church girls, it's okay. Hey, girl, welcome. Like, this is not a, Bible study. This is not a Christian podcast. I just happen to be a girl that loves Jesus, and so I talk about him. But, amiga, here is the thing, okay? This is how you know when you are holding back or you're dimming yourself down, okay? Because you leave replaying a conversation or something that happens, and you're like, dang, why didn't I say that? Or why did I say that? Or what are they gonna think? Or was I too loud? Or was I too this? Or, and you have this feeling inside that's uncomfortable, and you're like, why did I say that? Or that's when you know that you've dimmed yourself down. You minimize yourself in some way. You held back. So the reason why you're holding back, there's a reason. And if you're doing that, it's okay. Because listen, a lot of us were told, no hables, así no hablan las niñas, right? Calladita te ves más bonita. A lot of us were told we were too much of something or too little of this or not good enough for that. I mean, we all heard it, right? And then a lot of us, we weren't affirmed as little girls. And that's where we have a hard time, right? So here's why you're holding back. Take notes. If you're driving, come back later. But tune in, listen. There's three reasons why you're holding back, okay? This is why you're not able to speak your truth. This is why you're holding back. And I'm bringing this topic up as, we're entering the workshop, right? So three reasons why you're not able to speak your truth or even understand what your truth is, right? Because here's the thing, when you know what your truth is, you're able to speak it with conviction. You're able to share it with confidence. You're not worried about what so-and-so thinks of you, okay? And when you're not in tune with what your truth is, there is a reason why and why you end up holding back. So the first one is that you haven't fully entered into a healing season. Okay, now what do I mean by that? You're not allowing yourself the space to heal. Now, again, we all are a work in process and we all are on a journey. And there's going to be moments in your life where you're like, oh, I healed from that, but now I have to heal from this. There's moments in your life where life presents you with an opportunity to understand yourself at a deeper level, and you're like, dang, I didn't know I was like that. Or I thought I was healed from that. Or dang, why does this person trigger me? Oh, guess what? They're actually triggering an unhealed wound that I have. And a lot of times it's not even the person, it's just there's something within yourself internally that they're touching that part of you and you're not liking it. Okay. And all vulnerability, I am one of those people. Okay. I've been in that season where I'm like, what the heck is going on? But because I love God, I know, all right, God, you're trying to heal me because you see more inside of me. And this is the reason why mentors are important, right? This is why you need to speak your truth. Because when you start speaking your truth, you also start showing people that there's more inside of them. So it is important that you learn to speak your truth. Why? Because Other people need you. I promise you, other people need you. Other people need your secret sauce. Other people need what you're bringing to the table. I'm going to share something with you that Annalisa Garcia, who is the founder and owner of Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. Guys, you got to check out her candles, okay? Go find her on Instagram. I'll put her social media in the show notes and her website. Go find her in the show notes, her link, okay? Go search for her on Instagram. She is amazing. She has this luxury candle company. She just opened her own boutique, and she also inspires women, right? She's just such a beautiful person. If you're listening, girl, shout out to you. But she shared something, and she's also one of my clients. I love that I've known her as a friend and a client because I've been able to be part of her journey. So let me share with you what she shared a few days ago. She tagged me on Instagram, and then she posted on the Facebook podcast page, which is the Fearless Mujer podcast, if you want to go like it. Again, I'm not crazy about Facebook, so I stay on Instagram. So this is what she posted. I wanted to share this episode I was on of the Fearless Mujer podcast about 2 years ago. You can learn a little bit more about my story and how I created my business through my struggles. I started following Micaela after attending a virtual cafecito chat she hosted a few years ago and connecting with so many other powerful women. Hearing them be brave enough to share their stories inspired me to start sharing mine. She's having another virtual hangout on April 4th that you should definitely check out if you're looking for a safe space to talk with other strong women. So, why did I want to share this? Okay. Because listen to what she said. Hearing them be brave enough to share their stories inspired me to start sharing mine. This is why it is so important that you share your story. This is why it's so important that you don't hold back, because holding back is actually stopping you from helping other people. It's stopping you from being that voice that other people need. So go check out this episode with Annalisa because honestly, she's very inspiring. And girl, I am all about spotlighting inspiring women. I'm searching for the episode right now because it was a while ago. Remember, I've been doing this for a while. But she's definitely going to inspire you. You can go to Instagram again, Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. You can find out more about her work and her beautiful candles. If you happen to make it to the book party, 2 years ago, oh my God, I can't believe it's been like 2 years. It's crazy. I feel old. But if you made it to the book party, you saw her candles. She has this amazing work that she does, inspiring women with her work. So go to season 3, episode 20. You're gonna have to scroll, or you can just type ambitious vibes and you'll see her episode pop up. But season 3, episode 20, that's the one she was on. So as we are kind of diving into this topic, right? Speaking your truth. So here's a reason why you are struggling with speaking your truth, and that is because you're not allowing yourself to heal, right? Now, it's a very hard thing to heal, okay? It is something so triggering, and it just doesn't feel good. You feel crushed. You feel defeated, okay? I'm being very honest with you. It is so uncomfortable. And one reason why it's hard to heal is something that I share in the book, okay? Dear Fearless Mujer, you were created for more. You can find it on Amazon. I talk about how we wear band-aids. So think about if you're a mother or, if you're a tia and you've seen a little kid that when they get hurt, they want to wear a band-aid. They need a band-aid, they feel safe. They need to wear it. My son, every time he would scrape his knee, he wanted like 10 band-aids. And he was just that kid. He needed a band-aid, okay? And another band-aid. We feel safe with our band-aids, okay? We put a band-aid, and when something happens, we put another band-aid. And what ends up happening is that we have all these band-aids and we look real fly and hot on the outside, but we are walking around with internal band-aids. And there's nothing we can do to make it go away. There's nothing we can do. There's no shortcut you can take. You have to heal, okay? You have to get to a place where you're ugly crying and there's mocos on your face and your mascara has now smeared down your face. That's when you're healing. Okay, and no judgment, everyone heals differently. But what I'm saying is, if you've coped and masked your healing, then you're not really healing, right? There's multiple ways that people cope and mask what they need to heal. Buying shoes, buying purses, it distracting, washing dishes, telling on myself, because when I'm going through stuff, I just want to clean. But there's multiple ways that we try to avoid healing, right? But here's the thing. When you have a bigger mission, when you're destined because you have a greater purpose and you're destined for more, girl, life, God, that's going to make you really come face to face with parts of yourself so you can now begin to heal. Because I believe that. I believe that God sees so much in me that I don't see, that he forces me to look at it and heal. And it doesn't feel good. But I know that in order to get to where I'm going and be the woman I was designed to be, I have to heal. And because I have that mindset, I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this, right? And because of that, I'm also able to be like, okay, well, my client is struggling with this, but I know there's more. She has more in her. That's what makes me a great coach. All right, not to toot my own horn. That's what makes me so great at what I do. Because my mindset is servant leadership, okay? It is, I am here for you. I am here because I see more. I am here to offer you grace, a safe space, and a way to love yourself. So you have to heal. Your unhealed wounds are gonna hold you back, and they're not gonna allow you to speak your truth. Your unhealed wounds are going to make you always shut people out. Your unhealed wounds are going to make you want to hide. Your unhealed wounds are going to make you doubt yourself. Your unhealed wounds are going to magnify the imposter syndrome that you might already struggle with. Your unhealed wounds are going to make you continue to condemn and judge yourself and play the negative self-talk game with yourself because you keep looking at your past and the things that you did. Or the things that you said when you weren't healed. You are not who you were 5 years ago. Why do you keep holding on to what they said about you 5 years ago, what they're still saying about you back in the day, and what you did? You have to heal because it's not until you heal that you begin to truly understand who you truly are. And when you start speaking things that maybe trigger other people, you know it's not you. You know that it's them that has to do the work. We're all doing the work, okay? It's just that some of us are willing to go deeper and some of us are willing to actually do the work, right? Some women won't even do the work. So while you are jealous over there of so and so because she has that badass car, excuse my language if there's little ears, if while you're looking at that girl on social media because she's pretty filtered and polished and she's showing you that, oh, I got it all together, you might not even know that deep down inside, she's not even doing the internal work necessary for her to actually be who she was designed to be. So listen, I'm not trying to talk smack and I'm not speaking of anyone specific. I'm just speaking in general, right? Things that we struggle with as women and we don't talk about. You got to do the work. Okay. You want to speak your truth and you want to stop holding back and you really want to truly stop dimming your light. Heal, amiga, heal. Because your healing is dependent on your future generations. Heal so that you can teach your daughters that it's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to struggle. It's okay that I'm not all there yet. Okay. Now, it's hard. It's hard, right? When it's our own daughter or someone close to us that's struggling, it's upsetting and sometimes maybe I know I've done this in the past. I'm blaming myself. I'm guilting myself, like, oh, this it's because I'm not a good mom. But I always have to remind myself, like, ah, that girl is her own person, right? And that's another story, right? It is hard being a mom to a teenager. Just saying, okay? I feel like in this season, that is my biggest struggle, and I'm like, this girl, what's she doing? Right? But you know, I have wise voices reminding me that we all were there, right? And so that helps me. But that's another episode. Now, I just want you to remember, okay, that this episode is just to help you get real with yourself, okay? Because we don't want to do that. So, another way that you are holding yourself back, that you're holding back, is that you're dimming your light, you're minimizing your gifts, okay? Here's the thing, okay? How do you know that you're minimizing your gifts? If somebody tells you you're really good at that and you're like, oh, you know, no, it's real quick, it's something real easy. Or something I used to say a lot, oh, I'm just doing it for God. Okay, yeah, I'm doing it for God, but I did it. I got up and I did it. So yeah, I'm doing it for God, but I put the action behind it. Or maybe someone tells you, like, oh, those are really pretty earrings, and you're like, oh, you know what? They're really old, or like I got them at the thrift store, or I found them, someone gave them to me. You're actually dimming yourself. I don't know if you realize that. Do you realize that? Do you even do that? Like, yeah, you're dimming yourself down. Okay. And somewhere along your childhood, or maybe you had an experience as an adult or in your adolescence, someone made it okay to make you think that you had to do that, right? Maybe because it made other people uncomfortable, or maybe you had hater cousins or primas that were like, "Ay, te crees mucho," or I don't know, like what it is, but something along the line made you feel like you had to do that, right? And so I'm here to tell you that you got to stop doing that. It's okay to shine and shine bright. It's okay to be like, I am good at that. Because once you understand like you're good at it and you accept it and you embrace it, man, you flourish. Okay. You shine. You don't hold back. And you're able to speak your truth. And you're able to do it gracefully. And it's freaking beautiful. You're free. You're free from whatever culture, society, your family has taught you to say or be. You're free from that. You're not embracing their ideologies anymore. You're just you, okay? This is why I firmly believe that understanding your identity is important and powerful. It's freeing, right? Like, I know I've messed up. I know I make mistakes. I am not perfect, you guys, okay? Don't let social media fool you. Don't let this podcast fool you. I'm perfect. I have to coach myself on the daily. I have to shift my mindset at times where I'm like, what's going on? Why are you feeling like this, girl? Like, I have to talk to myself like that, right? I don't have somebody that I can call and be like, oh, you know, I'm struggling with this. First of all, I don't recommend that you always call your amiga or your tia and tell them when you're struggling, because that's a band-aid too when we're looking for someone to make us feel better, right? I'm just saying, I'm not hating. Like, hey, props to you. And that's a blessing if you have that. If you have a mom that you can call and actually, like, she'll be there for you, because I'm barely getting to a place where I can do that. Okay. I'm just saying, and that's all I'm going to say. But you can't always go run to people, because that's seeking validation. And you have to determine if you're going to them because they make you feel better, that's a band-aid. Okay. You have to be so secure in yourself. I'm not saying that you don't need anyone, but here's the thing. Okay. For me, I pray and I seek God, I seek the Lord, because I know that He's been there for me in my darkest moments. I hold on to that. That is where I go for validation. No judgment, right? That's just me. my personal walk with the Lord, my faith is important to me. It has held me, it has kept me holding on and held me together many, many times. Okay. And so that's important for me. So my identity is as God's daughter, because I know that regardless of my circumstance, regardless of what things look like around me, regardless of who hurts me or the disappointments or betrayal that I may encounter, or if my car is working or not, right? I know that I'm God's daughter. That nothing around that changes that part of me. And because I'm God's daughter, I don't have to allow the past or what I did to define me. All right. And so it's important. And that's also why I'm not afraid to shine anymore. This is me. This is who I am. Flaws and all, this is what I am. Right. This is me. This is what it is. And I am not perfect. Okay. I'm a messy cook. All right. If I don't like something that's said, and it rubs me the wrong way, I say it, and I'm intense sometimes when I speak my mind, and I have to be careful and mindful of how other people might feel. Here's something I used to say, okay? I think this is funny, but a lot of people are so much into horoscopes, and people will ask, like, what's your sign? And I'm like, well, before Jesus, I was a Virgo. Like, so a lot of it's funny because a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm this way because I'm this sign, right? Another thing is, like, a lot of Christians got into the Enneagram, which I have my own opinions about that, because if you do some digging into the Enneagram, it has some occult ties. Okay, that's what it is. No judgment again, but the Enneagram gives you a four, gives you a number, and based on that number, that's like your personality. So, right, people can say a lot of things about, oh, I'm this way because of that. But here's the thing, okay? Just accept who you are and don't attach it to anything. And if you're not perfect and you're struggling, it's okay. All right, but don't say it's because of that. Just accept and embrace what it is. All right. Number three, here's the third reason. You're giving into the fear that you feel. I'm going to share something with you that I mention in the book and that I always kind of go back to this. Your brain was designed to warn you when you're in danger. There is a survival instinct, and that is your human instinct, right? It's telling you, hey, something's wrong, you're in danger. But the thing is, your brain doesn't know what's real and what's not. So at times it will tell you, like, hey, this is not okay. Don't do it. You'll feel like if you were on top of a cliff and you're about to jump and you're out of your comfort zone. That is your fear. But here's the thing, we all feel fear, but some of us are willing to embrace it and be like, I'm gonna do it anyway. Right, you're smart enough to know if something is actually dangerous or not. I believe you're smart enough to know the difference. So, is it dangerous for you to start a business? Is it dangerous for you to start a podcast? Is it dangerous for you to set your boundaries and speak what you need to say? Is it dangerous for you to share your story so you can help other people? Is that dangerous? You decide. You're smart enough to know if something is dangerous or not. So ask yourself, why am I uncomfortable? When you feel fear, go back to, I'm uncomfortable. I'm out of my comfort zone. That's always scary. Why am I uncomfortable? Ask yourself that question. Okay. A lot of this is coaching yourself, quite honestly. When you can do that, you can start tapping into your authentic self. Don't give in to the fear, because if you're doing that, you're going to keep holding yourself back. No one has the power to do things for you. No one's going to come and rescue you. No one's going to come and try to soothe you and make you feel better. That's the test, is when you can stop allowing things and people to soothe you. No more soothing, okay? Be real with yourself. Be real with why you're holding yourself back. Have these conversations with yourself so you can rise above, right? Listen, you can have a bad night. You can have a bad day at work or with your kids or with your partner, right? Your spouse. You can have a bad day. There's bad days. You can have it. But what are you going to do the next day? Stay in that place, stay stuck, sink in, right? You have to learn to swish, swish, swish. No, you have to learn to switch your mindset. It's important. You have to learn. This is why making space for yourself is important. I just want to let you know that I love you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're part of this amazing community of fearless mujeres. And I hope this episode blessed you. I really pray that it will empower you to stop holding yourself back. Share it with your amigas. I always say this, and I mean it, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. In a culture, in a society where we are taught to be jealous and to walk over other people and to judge, girl, we don't do that over here. So I love you. God bless you. Share this episode with your amigas. Something powerful happens when we lift each other up. Don't forget to sign up for Cafecito en Amigas and the Speak Your Truth workshop. If you are looking for coaching, you're like, Micaela, I know that I need to make space for myself. I got to dig into my healing. I have a lot of goals. Whatever it is, amiga, maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you are just ready to like level up your mindset and your confidence. And you know that that's part of what you need to do in order to reach your next destination and to be who you were designed to be. I would love to have you join me for introductory coaching. That is 6 weeks of coaching. I've added 2 weeks. It does come with a scholarship, which those are ending this month. If you want more info, message me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, or you can also go to fearlessmujer.com/events. Amiga, I love you. God bless you. I pray that this truly bless you. Have an amazing week. Hey girl, what if I told you that you actually didn't need confidence to reach your bigger dreams? What if I told you that you're actually believing a lie by thinking that you're not confident to do that big thing that has been on your heart for a long time? So here's something that I tell my clients. When they come to me and they're explaining to me everything that they are struggling with, or they explain to me what's wrong with them, what they think is wrong with them, I tell them, I just saw a very bold, confident woman sitting in front of me. This woman explained to me with conviction and confidence everything that she believes is wrong with her. So I want you to shift your mindset around confidence, because the problem isn't that you're not confident as to why you're not getting to the next level of where you're trying to go. Okay. The issue here is that you have to switch your mindset and also understand what your mindset is. If you don't get that, then it's going to be really hard for you to see yourself as a confident woman and then to believe in yourself and your dreams and aspirations. So, amiga, here's what I want to do for you. Okay, it's almost April, and I want to invite you to take advantage of the rest of the scholarships that I have for introductory coaching with me. If you didn't know, I am a master life coach, and yes, I'm also a podcast coach. I do a little bit of everything because I'm gifted in more than one way. So this is a 40% off scholarship, and the introductory coaching used to be 5 weeks. And now it's 8 weeks. So you're going to be able to jump into this, get your feet wet. It's the best way to work with a coach if you haven't. It's the best way to get your feet wet. And honestly, most of my clients have felt like they could do anything after we're done coaching. No lie. So I want you to take advantage of that. If you've been listening to this podcast and you're like, man, Micaela always speaks to my heart, I want you to know that there is support for you where we can go deeper. Wherever you're at, if that's healing, if that's mindset, that is part of this, right? Because you can't reach your goals without shifting your mindset. But this is tailored to you. And this is tailored to your goals and your dreams and where you want to go. So if you want to take advantage of that, I only have a couple of spots left on my calendar. Go to Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast and send me a DM. Or you can go to fearlessmujer.com/contacts. Let me know there that you want more info. Or you can email me at Micaela@fearlessmujer.com. God bless you.